Nabi al-Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, stated that I like those people, to sit with those people. Now let's pay attention to these words. Who is saying this? Sayyid al-Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said that I like to sit with those people who, after praying Asr Salah and until the sun sets, they do the dhikr of Allah. They remember Allah. Subhanallah, praise be to Allah. What a great statement. Think about it. What a big recognition. This is Ramadan Sharif we are in. And this is Asr of Ramadan. We've just prayed. And Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a big tawfiq. He's given us the ability to sit down to do His dhikr, to remember Him. And what is the reward? Subhanallah. The reward is Jannah, Paradise, Allah's Radha, pleasure. Why? Because if Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam likes an action, then what else is there left to attain? What are the rahmah, mercy is left to attain? When Rahmatul Alameen says himself that I like such people. You, me, everyone who's sitting, everyone who's involved. This is a hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I like. So if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam likes a certain person, then would Allah ta'ala not keep that person beloved and close to himself? Allah will like that person. Allah will love that person. So such a big reward, such a big status of doing dhikr of Allah, that Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying after Asr. And how long does it take? It's not even a total hour, not a full hour, complete hour. And if we start to see the reward of doing it in Ramadan, then a massive reward it is indeed. Allah's karam, Allah's mercy and grace. There's no word, there are no words to describe how we should be grateful to Allah. May Allah could have sent me somewhere else. I could have been busy doing something else. Maybe may Allah not allow or will that we could not have come. But Allah's karam, His mercy, Allah's rahmah, it is seeking excuses to forgive an individual. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam like an action, then imagine the rewards of that action in the Akhirah. And in one place Allah says in the Quran Himself, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. That, oh my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sit with those people. The Quran is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah is saying, oh my Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, go and sit with those people. Those people morning and evening do the dhikr of Allah, and contain thyself in patience by the side of all of those who morning and evening invoke their sustainer Allah, who do the dhikr of Allah. This is being advised to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the status Allah is giving to the dhakirin. Allah is saying that, oh you, my Habib, comes and sits amongst you, with you. So this is the dhikr of Allah, my friends. The dhikr of Allah makes an individual the mahmoob, the beloved of Allah. Allah's mahmoob. And in the akhirah, if a person becomes the mahmoob, the beloved of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what maqam will he get in the akhirah? Tell me. So what will be the maqam of those people in the akhirah? And if we look at the statement of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith Mawlana Zakariya Sahib rahmatullahi, he said that tomorrow we would realize that what people, the people of the Khankas and who did dhikr of Allah, what they took from this world as reward. Has a Shaykh rahmatullahi rahimahullah stated this. There's a hadith in Tabarani. The Sahaba Ikram were present, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam stated that tomorrow on the day of Hashr, such an event will occur. This is the meaning of the hadith that I'm presenting to you, discussing with you, sharing with you, that they will be seats of pearls decorated with rubies, seats made of pearls, members made of pearls decorated with rubies, and people will be sat on those thrones or seats, and their faces will be shining more than the moon on the 14th night. This is the day of Hashr. We hear about this from the ulama, that what will be the hal on the plain of Hashr of the insan? What will be the hal? What will be the condition of the people? They will have seats made of pearls decorated with rubies, and the qawm, the people sat on those seats, their faces will be shining like the moon on the 14th night, glowing. And they'll be glowing so much their faces, that the prophets and all of the people on the day of Hashar will be looking at them with envy. This is a hadith of Tabarani. And they will also be envious. And look at this qawm, these people, select people, sat on the seats decorated with rubies and pearls. And then the Sahaba Ikram, they had adab and they did not ask anything further. But there was a man from a villager, the countryside, and they didn't have any formality or protocols. When he heard these words of the Prophet ﷺ, and out of passion, he stood up. And he stood up and he came to the Prophet ﷺ near to the front, and he said, "O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who are these people that they will get this reward?" In other words, we also want to do this action, that they get this such a big reward on Hashr, that the Anbiya, the prophets, will be looking at them and their faces will be glowing like the moon on the 14th night. What action did they carry out in the world to get this status? Of what answer did the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam give? Subhanallah. He said, "Those are the people of love, who have love that Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will love them, and they will also love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam." They were those who loved Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and their action will be what? That they will be from different tribes or nations or countries with different languages, different cities, and they will come to one place. They will gather in one place and they will sit and do the dhikr of Allah. This is the dhikr of Allah. So my brothers, dhikr is a great action. A great action. Alhamdulillah, this is Ramadan. Allah has given us the tawfiq to do dhikr in Ramadan, but we should make this consistent in our lives, regular. Such big amal nowadays we can't do. We cannot implement such big amal practice. We can't do mujahidat, etc. But Allah Ta'ala has given us such a beautiful amal, His dhikr, which very easily an individual can do. Very easily an individual can practice. There's no difficulty in doing dhikr of Allah. A person who does dhikr of Allah in abundance, with the fadl of Allah, he becomes successful. So let's do dua to Allah that on this action of dhikr, those who do dhikr, may Allah Ta'ala give them istiqamat, steadfastness, and no waswasa, whispering of shaitan, should take them far from the dhikr of Allah. There's a big loss if we go far. And those brothers who are far from dhikr, who don't understand how important is dhikr, how critical is dhikr, this verse of the Quran I have recited, and this hadith that I have discussed with you today, from this we can glean that Allah Ta'ala has praised His dhakirin. May Allah Ta'ala give us istiqamat, regularity, steadfastness, and may Allah Ta'ala give us an enormous amount of tawfiq to remember Him. Ameen.